netyaros.com. The unofficial Netyaros archive site, article tile colon. The PlayStation Game Maker disassembling Netyaros. The PlayStation Game Maker, disassembling Netyaros author, M. Gosha date. 2019-08-2021-11+1000 tags. Media, articles comments. Open mirror of the original article from GameSpot. http://www.gamespot.com features Netyaros which was referenced in these books. The PlayStation Game Maker, disassembling Netyaros by Johnny Pepastik Black. The color itself evokes an aura of mystery, danger, and mystical power. That's why black cats portend bad luck, why ninjas wear black, and why Knight Rider's car, kit, is painted black rather than, oh, say hot pink. Add to that list the Netyaros PlayStation. Yaro's eye stems from a Japanese verb that translates into English as let's do it together. Black rather than the generic gray of ordinary PS systems, the Netyaros PS looks more like a deadly gadget devised by James Bond's equipment man Q than a video game system. But of course the Netyaros PS is more than just a console, it's a device that will give gamers the chance to do what couldn't be done for more than a decade. Create their own PS video games. Netyaros is a hobbyist's program, stressed Molly Smith, C Communications Manager. It's to instill and create a community of people who love games, people who want to work with our architecture. We didn't develop the program to do anything more or less. Fair enough. But that space between more or less is quite a subject. Want to know more? We knew you would. Netyaros 101, how the Netyaros differs from all other versions of the PlayStation. Sony officials have stated the Netyaros consoles sold in the US will not be materially different from black PS systems sold in Japan and Europe. But what makes the black PS different from the grey one available in stores and the blue one used by professional developers and game testers? Here's a list. Unlike the grey PS, the black PS has no territorial lockout code, so it can play black production CD and Netyaros games from Japan, the US, and Europe. Unlike the newer model grey PS, the black PS offers the AV composite and AV multi outputs, the new grey PS has only the latter output. Unlike the grey PS, the black PS comes with two controllers, black ones to match the system, instead of one. Unlike the grey PS, the black PS can output to both NTSC and PAL compatible monitors. The black PS automatically adjusts output based on the game in use. However, for a US user to run a PAL formatted game, he will need a PAL compatible monitor. But, most SCART, a European RGB connector, equipped televisions will handle 60Hz vertical sync, said C's Bill Riffbach, the vice president of research and development at C and the main man heading Netyaros in the US. So we expect that European Yaros members will allow their games to function at 60Hz NTSC. C's Bill Riffbach, unlike the blue PS, the black PS cannot play pre-production, or gold, CDs. Gold CD are those usually sent to beta testers and the media for early evaluation. Unlike the blue PS systems with 8MB of main RAM, the black PS offers only 2MB of main RAM, as much as the grey PS has. The basics, what comes with the Netyaros. Of course, the create your own PS video games catchphrase comes with plenty of asterisks. At no point should Netyaros members think that the US$750 Netyaros system has the same gusto as the professional development kits. The Netyaros system, for one thing, the Netyaros software lacks the support for libraries, basically a set of commands programmers borrow when they write games, available to commercial developers, specifically the use of full motion video, and the ability to burn games on CD. The GNUC compiler that comes with Netyaros is less robust than the compiler used by the pros. Also, Netyaros members won't get as much tech support as is given to C's licensed developers. Since gamers won't be able to burn their own CD, they must be able to fit their programs, or at least workable sections of a larger program, within the PS memory limits. 2MB for main RAM, 1MB for video RAM, and 0.5MB for sound RAM. Other than the fact that they can't stream data off CD, Netyaros users are working under the same memory limitations as the pros do. The only difference is that the pros can download new data off CD. Black PS users must transfer files off their PC hard drive anytime they switch levels. However, players can run games that use Redbook audio and stream music off a CD while the game is running, but it will be up to the programmer to make it work properly. These limits may sound restrictive, but Netyaros members probably won't have access to high-powered workstations to render streaming video and audio. The sound tools in the PS are of very high quality, so MIDI composing should do the job for most users. Another limitation is that NetYarrow's games can only be run on Black PS systems. They cannot, for instance, be downloaded onto Grey PS systems. At least, no one has found a way to do it yet. To prevent pirating, Seek has devised a unique security system. The first security block is simply that a Black PS boot disk won't work on a Grey PS. This CD has the startup code required for users to download code onto the Black PS RAM via a special cable linking the PS to the PC. The second line of defense is a security access card that must be plugged into the Black PS memory card slot before it can run any files. This means that only NetYarrow's gamers, and any friends they invite over, will be able to view their game creations. The PC to PS serial cable restrictions, what can't be done with the system? While gripes about these technical limitations have surfaced on the internet, most NetYarrow's members are just happy to get a chance to show off their skills. This is the ultimate reward for PS gamers, Riffbox said. If you really, really want to see how it's done, go for it. If you think you can do better, just do it. However, the issue of making money from just doing it is far stickier than one might assume. For PC and Macs, programmers are virtually free to create whatever software they want. There's no line between turning a personal project into a commercial product. However, the licensing agreement users must sign before becoming NetYarrow's members prohibits them from distributing any of their programs without the advance written consent of C. From a legal standpoint, the licensing agreement gives users full copyright to any original source code written. However, since they are using C's development tools to turn that code into a game, users don't own any files that incorporate functions provided by C, and that undoubtedly includes the finished product. C also has the right to use any games users create for publicity and promotional purposes. For a game to go commercial, programmers will have to find a licensed publisher, C, or someone else, willing to buy the program or game idea and develop it further under C's commercial development rules and approval process. The bottom line, the NetYarrows will let users make their own PS games, but unless the games find a publisher, users shouldn't expect to sell them legally to other gamers. That may sound like a bum deal, but if it is a quality game, it's going to be picked up by a publisher, said Interplay game producer Jeremy Airy. And there isn't one person doing this game programming who wouldn't jump at the opportunity of being picked up by a publisher. That would be a dream for anybody that starts programming games like this. Plus, the game itself doesn't have to be good to get a publisher's attention. Producers and directors of technology at various video game companies are going to be looking at what people are doing out here, and saying, wow, that's a really cool effect. I just want to buy that. Your game stinks, but there's this one thing that you did in it that was really cool, Riffbox predicted. A company may offer several $1,000s for a nifty visual effect, or an ultra-tight routine, rather than write identical code from scratch. Even if projects don't pan out commercially, the process can still be a valuable learning experience. A person that does a game on NetYarrows is not going to be really far from being able to do a direct 3D game for the PC, Riffbox said. Once you begin doing video game programming, and begin writing code with 3D stuff in mind, it's not that hard. Not to be honest, NetYarrows won't turn every member into a latter-day Tory-like Birchie. But all it takes is one member to break into the big leagues, and go commercial for C's program to succeed beyond its wildest expectations. That would have to be the greatest thing, to get a boxed copy of a game knowing that this person started as a Yarrows member, Smith said. Tory-like Birchie was the main programmer, and a designer behind C, and Squaresoft's Tobal No. 1, as well as Sega games, such as Virtua Racing, and Virtua Fighter. The master plan sowed his hopes for the NetYarrows. C officials will only say that several thousand NetYarrows systems have been sold in Japan since its debut last June. That number will undoubtedly grow now that the North American and European programs have started. However, compared to the 11 million plus Grey PS systems sold so far, the NetYarrows numbers are just a drop in the bucket. C has no advertising budget for NetYarrows, nor any mass market strategy. Officials refuse to disclose how many systems C has allocated for the US market. But to paraphrase Rhett Butler, C frankly doesn't give a damn about how many NetYarrows systems it sells. We have no sales projections, Riffbox said. I mean, imagine a video game company that doesn't care how many they sell of something. So if we sell a total of 1,000, and one cool game comes out of it, all the better. As far as future plans go, Seek hopes to tie net arrows in with various community colleges. Seek has already contacted schools in Canada and the San Francisco Bay Area to try to integrate NetYaros into the current curriculum. They can set up a class and have 30 of these machines, said John Fuller, Seek developer support product manager, and one of the key players in setting up NetYaros in North America. People can come in there and learn the basics of Seek, and they can go off and work on a project or game of some sort. Sees John Fuller on another level, Ripok hopes the emergence of NetYaros will draw younger gamers and video game magazines into the world of computer programming, just as basic game programming did in the 80s. I would love to see from every single game magazine at least a couple pages on programming each month, and program listings that explain how the heck these games get written, he said. There are just an infinite number of possibilities with the program itself that we probably don't even know, Smith admitted. We'll just stumble along as we go. It's not like, 6 months from now we'll see this, and in 6 months after that we'll end up seeing this. Who knows what it will end up being? There are a lot of different end scenarios for the users. The games, a look at what folks have created on the system so far. Seek has taken a hands-off approach to guiding Yaros developers. Members are almost totally free to pursue whatever projects they want. Basically, this is Seek's brand science experiment, and the Yaros program is just a huge petri dish. We're giving them a wonderful set of tools, and telling them, be creative, said Fuller. But there is one rule NetYaros members must follow. The member agreement expressly prohibits them from designing a game that defames another, infringes on the legal or intellectual property rights of others, is obscene and sexually explicit, is racially or ethnically objectionable, depicts intoxication or substance abuse, reflects adversely on the name, reputation or goodwill of Seek or its affiliates, violates any law or regulation. But aside from the political correctness caveat, NetYaros members are not bound by any of Seek's game design rules or the interface and presentation guidelines that all commercial developers must follow, which, for example, always designate the X button as the primary fire action button. In fact, Seek is going out of its way to avoid telling NetYaros members anything about programmer guidelines. Internally, in this building, as well as between this building and Japan, we're constantly debating over whether or not even telling a NetYaros member X is the primary fire button is a good thing, said Ripok. With Yaros, we have pretty much decided not to tell anybody anything, and these games are the results. It may sound mean-spirited, but it makes a lot of sense. The way to fuel original game ideas is to prevent members from coming in with preconceived notions about good game design. We want them to have a blank slate, added Fuller. Who knows what they'll come up with? What they've come up with so far are a batch of NetYaros games that have a no-holds-barred mentality to them. The rawness of many titles actually adds to their appeal. Some of the wackier games to emerge, A Pig Race. By the way, players watch it, not play it. And the first pig apparently wins every time. A 2D shooting game where the enemies are vegetables. This programmer obviously hated finishing his dinner plate. A game in which the character spits fireballs at, a best guess here, people the game's programmer knows and probably isn't too fond of, considering he's spewing hot, flaming rocks at them. Ripok estimates about a quarter of NetYaros games fall into that eclectic, hodgepodge mix. Pointless yet cool-looking demos, strange game concepts, and oddities that defy conventional genres. Two major categories of games members have taken a stab at are Raiden-type shooters and Tetris-type puzzle games. Both categories have spawned some real gems. I have seen some of the coolest Tetris variants in the last 3 months that I have ever seen, Ripok said. Who'd have thought? Some of those thoughts include a game combining poker and Tetris, where the goal apparently is to link together high hands like flushes and straights. A backward Tetris, in which players link similarly colored orbs to make them disappear. A conventional Tetris clone, in which the emphasis is on linking colors rather than shapes. The result is Tetris-like play with the added dimension of combo chain moves. The flip side to NetYaros is no rules philosophy, however, is that members can push the envelope. A few have already gone over the edge. A heavy-duty hacker in Japan wrote a 16-bit video game system emulator. You take apart the cartridge, use a ROM reader, suck the code out, load it on the PlayStation, and play it, Ripok said. For obvious reasons, Seek pulled the emulator off its website. They can program for themselves, they can invite people over to see it, but we'll pull it off the website if it's trouble, he added. Ripoch described the rest of the crop as pretty cutting-edge stuff, such as several racing games that expand the limits of the genre. His personal favorite, called R3, is a racing game with the same 3D perspective as Nanotech Warrior, but in R3 the goal is speed, not survival. The courses have ridges on the track that slow players down, which must be avoided. None of the Netarrow's games has gone commercial yet, but the program is in its infancy. Still, some of the games already have the polish and quality art to rival finished commercial PS titles. Anyone who held up random screenshots of these Arrow's games to comparable commercial titles would be hard-pressed to tell the difference. One of the first action RPG, tentatively titled Terra Incognita, is just killer to watch. The overhead 3D perspective looks similar to Sega's Dark Savior, but it seems to have borrowed some of Nintendo's Zelda quirks, such as the swinging sword. Plus, the player can change camera angles at will. Thanks to some great visual polygon tricks and detailed textures, the game looks very convincing. One Netarrow's member, who eventually found a job with a game company, made a polygon-based 3D shooting game not unlike Nintendo's Star Fox, but with more intensity and far better textures. Echoing back to the old-school days of Atari 2600's Combat was a 3D polygon-based tank battle game. The programmer had added many new levels to exploit the game's various strategy elements. Another hot number was a house adventure game. At first glance, the polygon graphics rivaled any commercial game. The game's perspective was like Tomb Raider's, but with an overhead view. Essentially, the player could explore the house to find letters and keys to different rooms in an apparent quest to piece together a story. Originally, Sees Netarrow's website in Europe asserted that a gamer, with the black PS and the proper gusto, could code a level of Tomb Raider, or Wipeout, or even Ridge Racer, any game that could fit into the black PS total RAM. However, Ripoch estimated that gamers probably couldn't create a game like Tekken. As if to prove him wrong, someone did create a 3D polygonal fighting game. The game, featuring two characters in cat suits facing off, was still a work in progress, but looked impressive nevertheless. The game ran fluidly at 60 frames per second. This is one game everybody's going to watch, Ripoch said. The variety of games demonstrates the remarkable amount of room for creativity within the Netarrow's parameters. We've got some people, who are just initially dabbling with it, and then, as you go through, you'll find the sharp programmers to look out for, the pros with experience, Fua said. Usually, the bulk of games take only a couple weeks to code. In fact, to underscore the ease of PS game development, Ripoch let a friend borrow a black PS for a week. His friend had programming experience, but he had never worked on the PS. A week later, he devised a breakout-type game that looked as good as a top-notch, finished 16-bit title. Given the free exchange of most game source code, members can take one another's ideas and expand on them. For instance, a person may write a game engine for a Doom-type game. Using that engine, other members could craft a level editor and design new stages. These games don't have to adhere to deadlines or marketing budgets. They can continually grow and improve. Plus, player feedback may actually make a major difference in a game's evolution. When's the last time that could be said about a commercial game? Obviously, C will not let members post any games that rip off copyrighted graphics or audio from commercial games, so don't look for any modified commercial games on Netarrow's, although members are more than welcome to try rewriting a variant of an existing game. C hopes to gather the best Netarrow's games and publish them on a compilation disc. The project is currently codenamed Best of Yarrows. If these plans do indeed come to fruition, Bray PS owners will be able to see what they've been missing. What color is your PlayStation? The long and short on all the different versions and colors of the Sony PlayStation. If Sony added any more colors to its lineup of various PlayStation consoles, the consoles might soon be mistaken for supersized Play It Loud Game Boys, or M&MS Not. For those keeping score, here's a list of all the major PS consoles floating out there, and their distinguishing characteristics. Blue, DTLH-1001, the original debugging station made available only to licensed developers and media. It offered 8 MB of RAM, but only 2 MB is used for games, and could run Black, Production, and Gold, Alpha, and Beta, PS games. It offered a full slate of outputs, except the S-Video port. The original debugging station Bray, DTLH-1001H, for the most part, this PS was identical to the Blue PlayStations, except in color. Gray, SCPH-1000, selling for 39,800 yen, this was the first available model in Japan. It had a full lineup of outputs, including an S-video port. It only had 2 MB of main RAM as opposed to the 8 MB in debugging systems. This model could only run black Japanese CD. Gray, SCPH-1001, selling for $299, this was the first Gray model available in North America. To help cut costs, C removed the S-video port. This model could run only black USCD. Gray, SCPH-1000, SCPH-1001 internal revision, after C realized that a swap trick was allowing users to play US games on Japanese systems, and vice versa, the company re-engineered the machines on both models to prevent the trick from working. Of course, users found a more difficult yet effective double swap trick to bypass those changes. Gray, SCPH-3000, this PS was a Japanese model that sold for 29,800 yen. Gray, SCPH-3500, to reduce manufacturing costs, C released this model in Japan. It lacked the S-video port available in earlier Japanese models. Gray, SCPH-5500, available in Japan and the US, this redesigned model used fewer parts and consequently allowed C to increase manufacturing output by 30%. Inside, the location of the CD motor was moved, the motherboard was shrunk by 20%, and the separate AV composite ports were dropped in favor of the single AV multi-out port. Ostensibly, this streamlined model helped pave the way for the recent price drop to $149 in the United States. The PlayStation you're most likely to have black, DTL-3000, the Netaro's model in Japan, the US, and European versions are expected to have the same model number. These PS systems can read black CD from all territories, PAL games from Europe, and NTSC games from Japan and the US. Plus, it's the only system that can load Netaro's games into memory. The Netaro's system white, SCPH-5903, this system sold in Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand, and Malaysia. Selling for about $330, the white PS systems will be able to run not only Japanese PS games, but also video CD, a popular commodity in those Asian countries. What the pros think, what the PlayStation developers think of the Netaro's. A behind-the-scenes comment recently overheard at the C offices in Foster City, Car, revealed that developers and third-party publishers are apparently going ape over Netaro's. All the developers are calling for one, said one woman in the research and development offices. Everyone wants to get a black PlayStation, because it just looks so cool. That's not all. With Ripok and others predicting genre-breaking games will sprout from Netaro's, third-party game companies are watching developments like hawks. Without exception, every single major licensee has called up to request a Netaro's system, Ripok said, simply so they can have access to the website and be able to see what people are working on. Here's what some professional developers think about Netaro's. Dennis Dyack, president of Silicon Knights, which developed Blood Omen, Legacy of Kain. It'll help expose gamers to the demands and difficulties of video game development, and maybe even widen the ranks of potential workers to hire. It'll be interesting to see how it turns out. We need to generate as much excitement in the industry as we can. Kerry Danofsky, president of High Voltage Software, which developed Tenkar Final 497 for Mindscape. I have high hopes for Netaro's, as long as folks realize that game development is more than just a nice piece of hardware. This PlayStation does not teach play mechanics, game design, or gameplay balance. It's only part of the equation for making quality games. Mark Skaggs, president of Tetragon, maker of Virgin's Nanotech Warrior. I wish when I got out of school, they had something like this. I would have bought it, and would have had a great time with it. It's very much like the old Commodore, or old Amiga, or TRS-80 machines. You get it, and you sit at home, and play with it forever and ever. Also, the possibility of hiring people, who already know PlayStation basics, rather than having to train them on everything on the PlayStation, is interesting to me. It's not going to get you a job if you don't know what you're doing, but if you get it and use it, you've got a leg up on all those people who don't. Jeremy Airy, a top producer at Interplay, currently working on a Clay Fighter Extreme and Clay Fighter 63 and 13. I think it's pretty significant. It's really hard now to find programmers that don't belong somewhere already. It's really hard to find new talent. It's really hard for younger programmers to make a name for themselves. This is going to let people stretch their legs, and learn how to program the Sony, and maybe get their foot in the door, and work their way to bigger and better projects, with budgets behind them. Programming language, all the necessary computer stuff. The reason why the PlayStation can offer a program like Netarrows, and why the Nintendo 64 and Saturn can't, at least, not without costing an arm and a leg, stems from the programming philosophy fostered by its original designers. All PS games are written using the C programming language and the PS standard libraries. This gives video game programmers a consistent, well-known language to work with that is flexible enough to grow along with the system. Since the PS uses C, it's familiar ground to most experienced computer programmers. Arguably, it'll be easier to program for the PS than the PC. Programmers don't have to worry about supporting sound cards or 3D accelerators. If a game works on one PS, it'll work on all PS systems. All of our libraries are pretty typical C calls, said Riffbach. We're not doing anything crazy or really esoteric. Since the PlayStation is designed with libraries, that provided a whole new level compared to a lot of other previous generation consoles, where there wasn't a set of libraries, added fewer. As a result, there are more people who'll actually be able to program, because it's all at a higher level language. Not what's so special about the PS programming libraries. The functions within these libraries fall under one of three categories. The first library offers low-level functions for programmers who prefer to work with assembly code. The middle library offers the standard function calls used by most programs. The topmost library holds special high-level functions used for audio manipulation or 3D graphics handling. Essentially, that library helps coders pull off impressive 3D effects without requiring extensive 3D programming experience. That high-level library allows you to not have to worry about things on the polygon level, Riffbach said. You just worry about things on the object level. You set an object in the environment, you put in a camera, and say, here, render this. Actually, a number of PS games have taken advantage of those specialized 3D libraries, such as Parappa the Rapper, Sony Music Japan, and Tokyo Highway Battle, Jaleco. Developers familiar with the standard PS libraries believe these are more than sufficient for Netarrows users, meaning that rewriting the libraries to optimize game performance, as some commercial developers have done, shouldn't be a concern. The big key part those libraries give you is, you can get working quickly with them, get something showing on the screen, said Skaggs. Only when you want to get the 30 frames per second at all costs sort of thing do you get into the realm of rewriting the libraries. I've seen screenshots of some of the games that people are doing on Netarrows, and it doesn't seem that fair at the point yet of needing every ounce of speed from the machine. Of course, to compile code, draw art, or compose music, you'll need a PC or Mac that can handle the load. According to C officials, the minimum baseline for a PC user is a 66 MHz 486DX2 with a modem for Yaros server access, a CD-ROM drive, 4 MB of RAM, 10 MB of hard disk drive space, a mouse, and an SVGA monitor. This setup should let members run the DOS-based GNUC compiler, and various sound and music utilities included with Netarrows. Code Warrior. For users looking for a friendlier integrated development environment, IDE, Metroworks has a limited-time deal with Sony to bundle Code Warrior for Netarrows for only $149 more. The version of Code Warrior supports only the PlayStation. It can't be used to compile and debug PC or Mac programs. To use Netarrows with a Mac, Code Warrior is required. Metroworks also has a Windows 4.0 Windows 95 version available. The advantage of using Code Warrior is that it offers a graphical interface, windows, and dialog boxes, making it easy to edit, compile, and debug code. Also, it has a speedy compiler for both C and C++ code, plus inline assembly support for MIPSR 3000 instructions. In layman's terms, this means Code Warrior can help make sure your code is optimized for the PS. Plus, Metroworks plans to update the PS libraries 3 times per year, and offer users a 3-year of online support. A beefier computer is needed to use Code Warrior, obviously. For the PC, it requires a 486, or better processor, Windows 4.0, or Windows 95, a CD-ROM drive, 60 MB of hard disk drive space, 16 MB of RAM, 32 MB recommended, and an RS-232 compliant serial port to hook up the PC to the PS. Most PC have this port. For Mac users, Code Warrior needs a PowerPC 601, or better processor, System 7.1, or later, a CD-ROM drive, 60 MB of hard disk drive space, 16 MB of RAM, 32 MB recommended, and an RS-232 compliant serial port. Most Mac users will probably have to buy a Mac serial to DB9 adapter, available at most computer stores. But to get optimal use from NetYaros, users will need some extra programs. For all the Yaros server access, they should have Netscape Navigator 2.0, or an equivalent browser and, obviously, online access. Those aiming to do 2D artwork should have a painting program, such as Adobe Photoshop, although there are plenty of capable shareware programs available in this category. For those looking to get into the 3D modeling end, Sony, in its initial application kits, offers discounted versions of Kinetic's 3D Studio Release 4, Animator Pro, and Texture Universe. However, these programs are only available for DOS as of this writing. Another much ballyhooed 3D modeling program, Lightwave 4.0, will apparently not come with the NetYaros kit. This 3D modeler was offered to Japanese NetYaros members several months after launch. See may offer a similar deal in Europe and the US later this year, but for now, Sony has not made any announcements. Ban or bust, an editorial on the pros and cons of the system. The more I think about the merits of NetYaros, the more I feel like a Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats commercial : the avid gamer in me thinks NetYaros is a ban, not the avid programmer in me thinks NetYaros is a bust. The avid gamer in me sees revolutionary possibilities with NetYaros. It will give a voice to a long silent group, the video game enthusiasts. Instead of bitching and moaning about how bad games are, they'll finally get a chance to show developers what making quality software is all about. Certainly, there will be some revolutionary game ideas proffered via NetYaros. Almost no one doubts that NetYaros will bring some badly needed fresh air into a market polluted with overused genres. The fighting game, need we say more? The emphasis on gameplay is going to be revived, finally. It's been lacking, said Barry. What you're really going to find are some interesting new twists on the gameplay itself. With the industry in general becoming jaded with graphics, they are probably realizing that they need to show more than just pretty colors and lights. Now we need to start showing gameplay again. I think it's going to scare a lot of people to see what the general public comes up with, because it'll give an idea of what they want to see and play, as opposed to what the industry is making. But then the avid programmer in me creeps in. Why can't I burn my own CD? Why can't I use FMV? Why can't I stream audio and data? Why can't I program in Visual Basic? All these limitations just make NetYaros not worth the $750 needed to get into it. The avid gamer in me responds that those limitations are hidden advantages for avid programmers. Since users won't be able to make these huge, cool full motion videos and full audio streaming, said Barry, you're going to see a lot more emphasis on the gameplay as opposed to making cool movies and stuff. So it's actually a good thing. Good thing my ass, responds the avid programmer in me. I won't be able to sell, or even give away, any of my own games unless I can find a willing publisher. With the PC and Mac, I can code a program, then post it for the world to see and use. Under the NetYaros rules, my PS creations will be available only to a select few. It would be a little better if there was some way Sony would, for $250 or so, burn a CD with my program on it, just so I could show it off. But there's no way that's going to happen, so why bother? The avid gamer in me agrees that not being able to show off games to ordinary PS users kind of blows. However, those programs can be shown to the people who count, the professional game developers. For the avid programmer looking for a job, this is one of NetYaros' strongest points. Usually people don't come up with their best game in the world their first time out, admitted Skaggs. But if these NetYaros guys cut their teeth for the first year or two, learning the bases and internalizing all the gameplay issues, just think. 2 or 3 years from now, when you have a whole raft of people who've been doing this thing for years, they can get into the professional game developer community. That's going to be great. The avid programmer in me argues that good programmers can learn C and game design on almost any platform, PC, Mac, Amiga, etc. As any developer will tell you, really good gameplay, at its roots, should be hardware independent. Then I consider, the PlayStation will not be around forever, once 64-bit technology exists, who will care about developing for an outdated system? The avid gamer in me responds, when was the last time you programmed for a 286 PC? or a Mac running system 6.0. Computers change, buddy. But as long as you don't throw away your computer and development tools, you can program this PS for the rest of your life, if you so desire. That's when the avid programmer in me reminds the avid gamer in me about the $750 price tag. Just for a black PlayStation that can play any black CD and have access to all the games made by other users, well, $750 is a steep price. Based on the admittedly rougher quality of Netarrow's games, the avid programmer believes that money is better spent on PS games and a nice C++ compiler for the Mac or PC. The regular PlayStation owner is probably not going to be very interested in the stuff these guys generate, Skaggs contended, unless something like a Tetris-type game comes out of it. But if that's the case, then somebody will come in, either Sony or someone else, get that developer on board, get the rights to the game, and publish it. In the end, the avid gamer in me wins out. While I agree that using Netarrows to learn programming is a bad idea, if you've already got a PC, why not learn to code that first? There's too much potential in Netarrows to ignore. Maybe I can come out with the next Tetris. Maybe I can land a game design job with another developer. Maybe I can use my programs to secure funding for my own startup company. Or maybe not. But I'll never know unless I try, and Netarrows is the first project in a long while that gives gamers that opportunity. Is that opportunity worth $750 to you? How to join, last, but not least, how to pick up a Netarrows, and all the legalities involved. Unlike buying a grey PlayStation, obtaining a Netarrows PS isn't as simple as popping over to the local store. There's a couple rings to jump through before becoming an official member. First, you have to request an application kit that includes an order form, information about related software, and a license agreement that must be filled out and signed. Those interested can call 415-655-3600 to request a sign-up kit. Online, folks can email arrowsinfoc@interactive.sony.com. Make sure to give your full address so Sony Computer Entertainment will know where to send it. The final option is to visit the US Netarrows site. The main requirements for becoming a North American Netarrows member: you must be a resident of Canada or the United States, no plans have been announced yet to support Mexico. You also must be an individual, and not a corporation, requesting the Netarrows for personal use, meaning that you cannot resell it or give it to someone else. Once the application is filled out, it must be mailed with payment $750 for the system, $899 for the system plus code warrior for Netarrows back to C, which will then accept or reject the application. As long as your payment goes through, there shouldn't be any problem. In about 2 weeks, the Netarrows package should arrive, and should include the following: a black PlayStation with a power plug and composite AV cables, two black PS controllers, a PC disk with all the programming libraries, necessary software, the GNUC compiler linker debugger plus various music graphics utilities, three manuals, a startup guide, user's guide, and library reference, the serial communications cable to connect the PS to a PC, a black PS boot CD, and a black keycard that looks like a memory card. Below is a copy of the legal agreement all Netarrows members must sign. Sony Computer Entertainment America Inc. Netarrows membership and license agreement. Please review the following terms and conditions carefully before signing and returning this membership and license agreement. By signing and returning this membership and license agreement and tendering payment, you indicate that you understand, accept and agree to be bound by the following terms and conditions. This is a legal agreement which binds you if C accepts your payment and provides a console and development tools to you. If you are under 18 years of age, your parent or guardian must review and sign this agreement. 1. Definitions 1.1 agreement means this Netarrows membership and license agreement. 1.2 console means the black PlayStation console purchased by the member under this agreement. 1.3 development tools means the hardware tools and the software tools. 1.4 hardware tools means the equipment, such as the cable, the boot CD, and access card, licensed under this agreement, and used by the member to execute on the console the PlayStation format software stored in the host computer. 1.5 host computer means the member's personal computer which meets or exceeds the specifications set forth in the accompanying materials. 1.6 license fee means the sum to be paid by member to C, as established, and as may be modified by C from time to time, as a condition to of the delivery development tools, and the member's console to member. 1.7 member, or you means an individual residing in the United States, or who Canada has consented to the terms of this agreement, and has paid the license fee, and any membership fee. 1.8 membership fee means a periodic fee, which may be established by C beginning on April 1, 1998 for access to the Yarrows server. 1.9 NetYarrows means the membership organization operated by C to facilitate communication and information sharing among members. 1.10 PlayStation Format Software means the executable files created from the members' PlayStation Format source code. 1.11 PlayStation Format source code means source code written by the member which, through the use of the software tools and hardware tools, is displayed as PlayStation Format software through the console. 1.12C means Sony Computer Entertainment America, Inc. 1.13 software tools means the software and associated documentation that are provided to and licensed to the member under this agreement, including updates, supplements and new versions, which may be provided by C from time to time. 1.14 third-party development tools means any C-approved third-party software tools, which may be used in conjunction with the development tools and console and which are supplied to the member by C or such third-party at the member's request. 1.15 Yarrows server means the server operated by C for member support and exchange of information. 1.16 Yarrows server rules means the rules set forth in section 7 below, and such other rules as C may reasonable institute for the use of the Yarrows server. 2. Grant of rights and reserved rights. Subject to the terms and conditions of this agreement, C grants you the non-exclusive, non-transferable right and license to a. install one copy of the software tools on the host computer, and b. use the development tools to create PlayStation Format software. 2.1 You grant to C the non-exclusive, worldwide right and license, for publicity and promotional purposes only, and in any and all media, to use, reproduce, display and distribute portions of any of the PlayStation Format software that you create and, b, post all or part of the PlayStation Format software that you create on C's Yarrows server and or similar Yarrows servers maintained in Europe and Japan. 2.2 All user of third-party development tools is governed by any license terms included within the packaging for the third-party development tools. 2.3 C reserves all rights not expressly granted in this agreement. 2.4 Additionally, C reserves the right. 2.4.1 To reject any application for membership. 2.4.2 To institute and charge a membership fee, and or to charge for any upgrades and enhancements to the development tools and or the console that, in its sole discretion, it may make available. 2.4.3 To institute reasonable additional terms and conditions of membership and access to the Yarrows server. 2.4.4 To limit or withhold access to the Yarrows server if you violate any of the terms and conditions of this agreement. 2.4.5 To delete, copy or move software and or other information that you post on the Yarrows server. 2.4.6 To suspend the operation of the Yarrows server at any time for maintenance, inspection, upgrades, or as a result of any event beyond C's reasonable control. 2.4.7 To discontinue the operation of the Yarrows server and NetYarrows, on and after April 1, 1998 for any reason or no reason. 3. Restrictions. You shall not. 3.1 Decompile, disassemble, peel semiconductor components from, or otherwise reverse engineer, or attempt to reverse engineer, or derive source code from the console and or the development tools. 3.2 Transfer, license, rent, lease, modify or otherwise dispose of the console and or the development tools. 3.3 Use, reproduce, copy or display the development tools for any purpose other than to create PlayStation Format software. 3.4 Use, reproduce, copy or display the development tools for any unlawful purpose, or to violate any laws, ordinances or regulations. 3.5 Infringe on the copyright or other intellectual property rights of C or any other party. 3.6 Violate the right to privacy or the right of publicity of C or any other party. 3.7 In connection with NetYarrows, engage in conduct, which C judges in its discretion to be inappropriate including, but not limited to, the user of obscene language, conduct which is sexually explicit, conduct which depicts intoxication or substance abuse, or conduct which reflects adversely on the name, reputation or goodwill, or C or its affiliates. 3.8 Disseminate, distribute, publish, sell or license your or any member's PlayStation Format software without the advance written consent of C. You may, however, post PlayStation format software on the Yarrows server. 4. Affirmative obligations of members. The NetYarrows program is designed to enable individuals as opposed to corporations of licensed commercial developers and or publishers to create PlayStation format software for personal use, to present to see and, through the Yarrows server, for the enjoyment of other NetYarrows members. Accordingly, you promise see that you are an individual and that you are not a corporation, a licensed commercial developer and or publisher. Additionally, you promise that you shall 4.1 be responsible for the host computer, your modem, and for all costs associated with connection to the Yarrows server. 4.2 maintain the development tools in good condition. 4.3 actively participate in NetYarrows, and when posting information on, or transmitting information through the Yarrows server, shall comply with the Yarrows server rules. 4.4 If you are under the age of 18, renew this membership and license agreement with, and have this membership and license agreement signed by, your parent or guardian. 4.5 Upon request, provide C with a copy of any PlayStation format software that you create. 4.6 Promptly notify C of any bugs or errors that you discover in the software tools. The information contained in any such notifications shall become the property of C. C shall make reasonable efforts to correct, but is not obligated to correct, such bugs or errors. 4.7 Promptly notify C of any change of address, telephone number, or email address. 5. Ownership 5.1 All title to, patent rights in, copyright store, and trademarks associated with, the development tools, including, but not limited to, any images, photographs, animations, video, audio, music, text and applets, incorporated into any of the development tools, and any accompanying printed material are owned by C or its suppliers. You agree not to alter or remove any detail of ownership, copyright, trademark or other proprietary right connected with the development tools, or the console. 5.2 You own the copyright in any PlayStation format source code that you create. However, your use of the development tools to create PlayStation format software is under the license granted in this agreement. Accordingly, I, you gain no right of ownership in any portion or derivative of the development tools used in, referenced by, accessed by, or incorporated in the PlayStation format source code that you create and, Roman 2, at the bottom of the title screen of any PlayStation format software that you create, you must display the following legal text, with an appropriate modification to the year as C may, in the future, request. Portions 1997, Sony Computer Entertainment Inc. The Wayback Machine didn't capture the final page of the contract, but it is available in the prospective members' pack scanned PDF here, which includes kit information, order form, license agreement, and Code Warrior, Autodesk and Kintix adverts. NetYarrows, Media, Media NetYarrows Game, 3D Dragon Pasta comments are open. Your name, or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name, and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.